This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, I want to remind you, you can get your gold, bullion, coins, and your silver, bullion and coins, through me. Simply visit Republic Trading Group, or you can call me on my cell phone, 330-636-6292. Email me, E-D-E-R-O-C-K-T-L-N, P-Drockton, at AOL.com. And, of course, it is okay. So if you would like to call in the program, please feel free to do so. We will be taking your calls throughout the show. And what's going on in the news today, you might ask? Well, first of all, we'll look at the stock market with its rising price-to-earnings ratio. The S&P is at 1,800. NASDAQ at 3,991. Dow Jones at 16,000. And the reality is that the other thing we need to keep an eye on, that's reality grounded versus fluff or foam or whatever else you want to call it, fog. I'm not really sure if it's even that material, to be honest with you, is the interest rates on the 10-year note. And if you take a look at the 10-year treasury, we're talking right now, 2.75% is the rate. And that's only going to continue to rise. Now, interestingly enough, the Fed is just released this. And they always do this stuff on a Friday because they really don't want people to know that they're doing this stuff. Fed's Tarullo details plans to counter bank runs. Now, why would the Federal Reserve detail plans to counter bank runs if they weren't worried about bank runs? I mean, is this just something they put out there to scare people and say, well, you know, we're doing a plan to counter bank runs, but there's not going to be any bank runs, but we just wanted you to know we're thinking about it. Of course not. They're doing this because they're anticipating bank runs. Global regulators need more policy tools to counter the risk of devastating bank runs that have powers over a wide array of market participants. U.S. Federal Reserve Governor Dan Tarullo said on Friday, there is a need to supplement prudential bank regulation with a third set of policy options in the form of regulatory tools that can be applied on a market-wide basis. He also detailed the Fed's plan to write new rules that would make it less attractive for banks to raise cash in short-term wholesale funding markets, a key factor in the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008. Banks that substantially rely on short-term funding in the interbank market should be required to hold more capital on top of what is already mandated by international rules under the so-called Basel III Pact, Trujillo said. Trudeau, who is the central bank's main policymaker on financial regulation, announced earlier this year the Fed was working on a short-term funding rule. He said that international regulators should also consider ramping up capital requirements for matched book of repurchasing or repo agreements, which are a prominent part of the shadow banking system. Current versions of capital liquidity standards do not deal with matched book issues. Thirdly, regulators should address risk in such transactions, regardless of whether they are executed by banks or by other market participants, such as hedge funds. Now, what we're talking here is about shadow banking. We're talking about leverage. We're talking about the derivatives market. And what does that mean? Well, that simply means that banks are heavily leveraged. In other words, they take whatever assets they have and they try to leverage that through other investments to maximize return, which increases risk. Just like buying a futures contract gives you the advantage of leverage, but it also increases your risk. And as a matter of fact, the bank is heavily leveraged in the futures markets. So what the Fed is pointing out is because of all this leveraged risk that's out there, that we could have some major problems. And we could end up with some serious bank runs. Now, if you're wondering what a bank run is, if you remember back in 2007, 2008, the first step to a bank run is for a bank to realize that, hey, we're no longer solvent. We can no longer pay our obligations. And then they start limiting withdrawals. Washington Mutual is a classic example. Or they just come out and say, we're going to go out of business. Or the Federal Reserve comes out and says, hey, we're not going to go ahead and allow this bank to continue operations. It's now in receivership with us. We will liquidate their assets and we will take care of depositors. So those are pretty much some of the things we saw in 2007, 2008. And it seems to me that the Federal Reserve is pretty much preparing for something like this in the near future. Now, there's other things that could trigger a bank run. What if, all of a sudden, we go into a buy-in situation? Now, the way I see this stuff playing out is you take a look at the 10-year note. It's already gone up 1% plus since earlier in the year, back in April. And that cost holders of treasuries, at least those with 10-year notes, cost them 10% of their portfolio. And literally put them, at least on paper, into insolvency. So we take a look at the S&P risk-adjusted capital ratios for the world's top 100 banks, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. So basically when we start talking about S&P, we're talking about a bond rating company. So they're supposedly there to analyze risk. The largest bank in the U.S. is the Bank of America. And they give Bank of America an A for operating company long-term ICR, whatever that means, I don't know. But you look at the bond rating, we're talking triple B plus. And they define their capital earnings as adequate, risk position moderate. Now understand this, we're not just talking about company stocks here, we're talking about deposits within the Bank of America. Because the reality is if the bank is at a moderate risk of becoming insolvent, then that means your deposits are at a moderate risk of ending up being part of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation payout when they get around to it. So, Bank of America, if you take a look at their capital reserve ratio, currently it's at 8.6. And that actually was as of 6/30/2012. So we really don't know where it's at today. But if you assume that Bank of America took a major hit on their treasury portfolios, just like everybody else did, then it's a safe assumption that their capital reserve ratio is probably below 5%, which under federal deposit insurance guidelines puts them pretty much into insolvency near term receivership. You know, based on some of the numbers that these people have and for the FDIC guidelines. I mean, once you go below 5%, you know, you're pushing receivership. Once you go to 3%, you're doomed. So they're getting there. And it isn't going to take much to push them over the edge. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drucken Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And literally, my friends, once again, we come back to what matters and what doesn't. I mean, do you really care that the S&P 500 is at 1,800 when clearly the banks in this country are struggling to meet their minimum capital reserves? Now, capital reserves are simply... They simply mean that if a bank has $100 million of liability out there, then they also have to have $110 million worth of assets to offset it. It's just the way it works. So you can play all kinds of games with this stuff. So when we read these capital reserve ratios, understand that this could all be manipulated, and it could be far worse than what I'm even reporting. And one example of this is if we look at what happened with mortgages and what happened with the housing industry. I mean, when banks do an appraisal on the house, that stays on their books as the value of the property. So if they did the appraisal back in 2001 and that loan was given in 2001, 2002 or 2003 or 2004, and it hasn't been reappraised, then that is the value that they put on their books. So you could have a property that appraised in 2006 for $500,000 that today appraises for $250,000, and they're not going to adjust their capital reserves to offset the liability. So in that particular situation, the bank had a $500,000 loan that they had given on that property. They'd have a $500,000 liability against a $250,000 asset, meaning that loan is a bigger liability than their reporting, which means their capital reserve requirements, it could already be in the negative, and we'll never know about it. One of the sad things about this country of ours is that it's lack of accountability. I mean, no one really seems to be able to do anything to hold anybody accountable because the crooks control the entire system, everything from the Federal Reserve down to the bank. They control it all. They control Wall Street. They control Washington. They control the federal regulatory agencies through the politicians in Washington. I mean, it's virtually impossible for us to get a clear picture of what's going on. And this is, of course, is by design, because you can't steal from people if you show them what you're doing. You know, you can't perform your economic magic feats if people can see what's in both hands. So it's an illusion built on lies. And so we have to get back to things that are real and things that matter. And one of those things that's real is gold and silver. And if you take a look at some of the things that are going on with gold, one of the things is China. China on track to overtake India as the world's largest gold consumer this year, will start interbank swaps next week in a move to further open up the domestic precious metals market. Trading will start November 25th on the Shanghai-based China Foreign Exchange Trade System, according to the statement by the National Interbank Funding Center today. The Shanghai Gold Exchange, the country's biggest spot gold bourse, will handle related settlement and delivery, said the statement. So it looks like China's moving into its own commodities exchange. So this is going to turn out to be pretty interesting if they really are independent of the crooks that run the Federal Reserve. Swaps will be one more tool for banks to manage risks associated with bullion trading and will help broaden China's gold market, saying Song Quinn, fund manager. Bullion consumption in the world's second largest economy will surge 29% this year to a record 1,000 metric tons, according to the median of 13 estimates from analysts, traders, and gold producers in China. So, you know, we look at the reported reserves, registered reserves in the COMEX depository, which are about 560 million ounces. And we're looking at about maybe 28 metric tons of gold. Anyway, or 280 metric tons, my fault. So bottom line is we're talking China's consuming 1,000 metric tons of gold this year. Bullion of 99.99% purity on the Shanghai Gold Exchange basically is currently being traded within China. So we're going to start seeing some interesting things, I think, when it comes to gold, because if China moves to separate itself from the manipulation on Wall Street, looks to separate itself and get full value for its gold, it's not in the liquidation phase, it's in the accumulation phase, then it could turn this market upside down on top of its head pretty quick. Because if people are seeing that they can get $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 an ounce from China versus selling it via the COMEX for whatever the ridiculously low price happens to be, then you're going to watch a giant vacuum cleaner in China vacuum up the whatever remaining gold supplies there are. And by the way, gold is power. The country with the gold makes the rules. It's always been that way. It will always be that way. And so clearly, if China desires to be the world power, then it's going to have the greatest holdings of gold. That's how it's measured, my friends. That's how the rich and the powerful measure wealth, through gold and through silver. Everything else can be taken, but those are the assets that governments rely on to determine whether they are powerful or powerless. And interestingly enough, when the International Monetary Fund goes in and further loots a country, they demand repayment in gold. Not in currency, but in gold. So don't let these guys fool you and think you are get you to start believing their greatest lies of all, which is that gold and silver somehow have lost their historical significance and their historical value. It's just, it's all an illusion. It's a big joke. I was looking today at the futures market, and I saw that the number of paper ounces of silver being thrown at the market right now are 500,000. There's 500,000 paper ounces of silver they've thrown into the market against 500 million against 42 million ounces in the COMEX depository. So that tells you that silver is worth 10 times right now what spot says it's worth. So silver would have a real value if you took all the paper away of $200 an ounce. Gold, we've already talked about. Gold should be priced right now at $13,000, $14,000 an ounce if it wasn't for the bank manipulation and the bank's attempts to appease our creditors by giving them our gold for the lowest possible cost. So clearly, not everybody in this world views gold as a depreciating asset. The Chinese, which by far are the rising star in the world stage, are buying as much as they can get their hands on, and they're getting it from us on the cheap. As I said, bullion consumption in the world's largest economy will surge 29% this year to a record 1,000 metric tons. So don't be fooled. That's all I'm trying to point out to you. And, of course, I want to make sure that you have a chance to call into the program when we come back. And the number is 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Financial Report. Remember, my friends, if you're looking to sell gold or silver, simply email me, pdrockton@aol.com. Give me a call. Stop in and see me, 1266 East Center, Spanish Fork, Utah. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about banks, and we're talking about the fact that the Federal Reserve's chairman came out and said that we need to counter bank runs. So we're now looking at S&P's info on different banks here, and I pointed out that Bank of America, the last time S&P took a look at their capital ratio was in 2012. That was before interest rates went up 1%. And if they hold treasuries, which they do, tons and tons and tons of treasuries, because remember what the game is. The game is that the banks get to borrow money from the Fed at 0% interest as long as they buy treasuries with it. That's how this whole house of cards remains standing. And so the Federal Reserve says, you can borrow money, just buy treasuries with it. The banks say, well, we can make interest off the treasuries, so we take money, we make interest, it's a win-win. And bottom line is, the house of cards remains standing while the amount of debt continues to pile up. Problem being is that the more you print of something, the less valuable it becomes. And that's what's happening with U.S. treasuries right now. And remember, U.S. treasuries are sold at auction. And literally, most foreign countries have had their fill of them. They've been saturated, no longer interested. China is clearly trying to convert paper into gold and into silver. Most of the other countries out there that have any wealth are doing the same. So Is it going to happen sooner rather than later? Yeah. Can I put a time on it? No. Can I put a date on it? Of course not. But you take a look at these ratios. J.P. Morgan Chase, 6/30/2012, had a capital ratio of about 5.6. So remember, the FDIC becomes very alarmed when it hits 5, and the bank becomes insolvent when it goes lower than that. So what's it going to take for J.P. Morgan to go under? Well, maybe they already are, and you and I just don't know about it. Because if they are as heavily invested in treasuries as every other bank is, then they took a 10% hit on their portfolio that they don't report, which means their capital ratio, if you go off the one reported in 2012, could very well be negative 5.6, and Bank of America could be well be negative 8.6. We take a look at HSBC, which is the next largest U.S. bank, and they look like they're at about a 7.4 capital ratio. Citigroup, 7.2. Wells Fargo, 7.7. And as I said before, this was back in 2012 when these were reported last. So who knows where they are right now? I mean, clearly, the question you should be asking is, are banks better capitalized today than they were a year ago? Personally, I don't see how they could be. Because if you look at their assets, which are primarily treasuries, then they took a big hit. And that means they lost 10%. Which means the numbers I'm citing right now could be 10% lower. Which means they're insolvent. So perhaps that's why the Federal Reserve is talking about plans to counter bank runs. Now, the other thing we need to recognize is that this is also going to impact everything else that's going on. And the Fed realizes as well. And the other thing they announced today, Friday, before the weekend, is that Federal Reserve policymakers consider a world without quantitative easing. They are dusting off an idea similar to one proposed by Ben S. Bernanke a decade ago. Policymakers discuss creating a program to buy short-term Treasury securities to keep yields in line with their policy intentions. Why are they buying them? Because no one else is. According to their minutes of October 29th and 30th. Such a tool could help reinforce the Fed's commitment to keep the benchmark overnight lending rate near zero. No, that is not what this is about. The overnight lending rate, which is what the Fed lends banks money at 0% interest, has nothing whatsoever to do with the rate of treasuries unless you're looking at the fact that banks are getting the money for zero and buying treasuries. Fed officials are concerned that tapering those purchases which focus on mortgage securities and treasuries between 4 and 30 years could cause a sudden increase in yields that would threaten the expansion. If you say I'm going to commit to keeping rates at zero for 3 years, but the market doesn't believe you, then you could just buy up 3-year notes until they do. The idea resembles a proposal from a 2002 speech by Chairman Bernanke, who was then a Fed governor. And basically, we're just talking about them buying more and more and more of the debt that they issue. We've got Daniel from Louisiana. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yes. Hey, yeah, man, what's going on tonight, man? I heard you talking about some banking stuff.
Uh-huh.
I know a thing or two about banking.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They have a cloud of money that they can just continue to inflate forever, and it's just infinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could potentially do it forever. The biggest question I would raise is, historically, you know, it comes to a point where they just let nature take its course. And I had a guy come in my shop today who was actually in Zimbabwe when Zimbabwe's banknotes collapsed. And one of the things that I have in my shop is a $100 trillion banknote from Zimbabwe. And the reality is that he was there when eight Zimbabwe dollars bought a Big Mac. And he was there when they started printing $100 trillion Zimbabwe banknotes. So the only question is when is that going to take place here?
Yes. Well, you know what? As long as all of the people involved in the various complexes all tend to play along and make life comfortable for each other, that's pretty much what I see for my future. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but you know what? I'm at peace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the reality is look, if you're not invested in their system, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole key here. And more and more and more people are starting to realize that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So the reality is that the only thing these people can do is create an illusion of prosperity like they're doing with the S&P. You know, the one thing that people don't look at is the relationship between the S&P being at 1,800 and earnings. You know, companies aren't making more money. They're making less because there's less consumers that are basically buying their products. So to watch these stocks go up without earnings going up, I mean, that right there is the most blatant manipulation of a stock market that you could put out there for the public.
Yes. They come up with various Ponzi schemes to everything's a cash grab. They got their bank accounts stacked in offshore Swiss, Switzerland, Germany. That's right at the heart of where the New World Order was formed. Adam Weishaupt started Bavarian Illuminati. So, mm-hmm. You know, and then again, you know, we're just chasing our tail, you know, up is down, down is up, but you know, I'm comfortable, you know, us down here in Louisiana, we're very comfortable right now.
Yeah.
You know, we can't complain. We got football on the big screen. We got feasting. We're living good. So the bankers, even though you're in a depression, they create an illusion that life's good. But,
yeah.
You know, you just really have to have empathy for the people who are suffering overseas, such as like the Japanese people and you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Life's good. Life's good here in South Louisiana. You know, I ain't got nothing to complain about, man. You know, we're living.
Well, here's the question I would ask you is what's driving Louisiana's prosperity?
The oil. Oil.
Exactly.
Yo, Exxon Chemical. Mm-hmm. Right there supplies so many jobs, so many people's way of life is really protected. You know, nice cribs. Scattered throughout South Louisiana here, a lot of different faces in the food community, like Chef Jeremy Langlois, Chef John Falls, Don Vacheron. Those are three really big names down here. There's a lot of money down here. It's the port city of America. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you know.
Well, I'm glad, honestly, dude, I'm glad to hear it because, the only thing, I'd caution you on is take the prosperity you have and just make sure you're using it for a rainy day because the rain's coming, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Paul Drochten Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, remember rain, salt. You're looking at the equivalent of 8 to 10 servings of vegetables, 8 to 10 servings of fruit, and basically anti-inflammatory, anti-pain. Black raspberry regulates blood sugar. I've got more than one or two testimonials from people about how the blood sugar dropped dramatically back to normal. Type 1 diabetics, not just type 2. So it's pretty amazing stuff. And, of course, testimonies about pain. And you can learn more about RAIN by visiting my website, internettruth.org. Or you can call the RAIN hotline, which is 1-385-223-4177. Okay, so this is getting more and more interesting because let me share this with you. Fed officials are considering additional tools because they don't want to continue indefinitely with the monthly bond purchase program known as quantitative easing. They say the greater the risk of the longer QE continues, the greater the risk of financial stability and market functioning, and the harder it becomes to exit the policy. Creative and unprecedented use of Fed's legal authority has been a hallmark of Bernanke's 8-year tenure as chairman. Under his leadership, the Fed found ways to provide loans to companies such as Goldman Sachs and McDonald's Corporation. Held its target interest rate near zero since December 2008, and this is critical here, enlarged its balance sheet with securities purchases to a record 3.9 $4.9 trillion. So now they're up to about $4 trillion of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities that they bought. Now, this is where it really gets interesting. Fed officials meeting last month considered a standing purchase facility for shorter-term treasury securities or the provision of term funding through repurchase agreements. That doesn't make sense to you. Listen to this. In repurchase agreements, the Fed swaps securities for cash with financial institutions. What did I tell you about banks? They're basically giving them money at 0% interest. And what are those banks doing? They're basically getting the treasuries that the Fed has on its books. I read this to you again. In repurchase agreements, the Fed swaps securities, treasuries, for cash with financial institutions such as banks or money market funds. By setting the terms of the deals, and this gets even more interesting, the Fed would attempt to fix yields, that means interest rates on treasuries, at a certain level. Very, very, very interesting. So they're going to try, they're saying they're going to try, who knows if they're going to try, but they're going to continue the policy of giving banks money at 0% interest so that the banks then buy treasuries from them. So literally loading up the bank's books with garbage, which will depreciate as interest rates go up. Then they're going to try to price fix interest rates on treasuries in an international economy where $5.6 trillion of treasuries are held by foreign governments. That's going to be disastrous. Because what it means is that these other countries are going to start exiting from treasuries because they realize they're not getting a fair market for them. They're not getting a fair return based on the fact that the interest rate is fixed and doesn't reflect the deteriorating currency or the rising prices of commodities and goods and services in this country. So if they do this, if they attempt to do this, you're going to see some mass exits from treasury securities. The fact that they're talking about this shows you just how desperate these people are. And they're pretty desperate right now. They're pretty desperate to control this information. They're doing their best to make sure it doesn't come out on a Monday when people can talk about it all week. They go ahead and they make sure it gets out there Friday when most people don't want to think about anything. So this is huge. Their books are already at $3.9 trillion. They can't contain anymore. They've done their best to load up the books of banks and money markets, and now they're going to do their best to basically fix the interest rate, thus robbing investors of a real rate of return on their investments, which you just don't do. You can't do. You can't do it. If you try to do it, then there's going to be a mass exit for the door. And then who's going to exit first? Well, whoever wants to hurt this country the most, our country's enemies. And I'm thinking in terms of China and Russia, both in a very, very, very strong position to do a whole lot of damage to our economy by dumping treasuries. Remember what I said. Every $100 billion dump that takes place, interest rates in this country go up 1.2% on a 10-year note, which means portfolios go down 10%, which means insurance companies become insolvent, banks become insolvent, money market funds become insolvent, and everybody else, which probably explains why the Federal Reserve is also talking about bank runs right now. It is far from clear the ideas discussed in October will be adopted. Policymakers expressed a range of concerns, saying the new tools would remove valuable sources of market information and might be difficult to explain to the public. I just did it. I just explained it for you. Just replay this broadcast on ABC or NBC or CBS and pretty much it's all laid out, and that takes away worry number one. Either the tools discussed could help stave off an unwanted increase in short-term interest rates, such as occurred over the summer when the yield on a two-year treasury note climbed as high as 0.52% in September from 0.2% in early May, after Fed officials began considering winding down purchases. That is devastating for a money market fund, by the way, because it just basically trashes anything that has an interest rate That is higher than 0.2%. Remember, money markets have debt in them that matures within the next 9 months. Anything that matures in the next 9 months is a money market instrument. So you can have a mortgage that's a 30-year loan that's got 9 months left to pay on it. It could be bought and sold in the money market. Treasuries are a favorite tool for the money market. So when treasury rates on a short-term treasury note double, then that's devastating for an existing portfolio, especially something short-term like this. Quantitative easing is one of the two tools Fed officials have deployed to stimulate the economy. The other is so-called forward guidance about the future path of the Fed's target rate for overnight lending among banks, known as the federal funds rate. One lesson they learned is that forward guidance is perfectly believable as long as there was QE to back it up. The moment they start talking about phasing out QE, people start questioning the forward guidance. Forward guidance, what does that mean? Well, it means that they basically give banks free money and they tell the banks to buy treasuries with it. That's what it means. The fact that they're going to institutionalize this practice by putting together a clearinghouse for treasuries, which is what it sounds like in here, in an attempt to try to further manipulate interest rates, this thing's going to be a mess. It's going to be a massive failure. The central bank has said since December that we'll hold the benchmark interest rates near zero, at least as long as unemployment remains about 6.5%, and the outlook for inflation is no more than 2.5%. Well, we've got news for them. Clearly, unemployment is never going to go below its current 12%, 15%, 20%, depending on which statistics you look at. And the fact that inflation is well above 2.5%, we'll just read an article about electricity, and I guess it's gone up 40% over the last 10 years, means that these people aren't going to stop. The facility to buy shorter-term treasury debt, perhaps only a few years in maturity, would be a way to back up your promise of low rates with something concrete. And Perley said in 2002, when Bernanke was a newly minted Fed governor under Alan Greenspan, monetary economists were debating strategies to end inflation and spur growth in Japan, which held its interest rate below 1%. My friends, unfortunately, we live in a country without journalists. People that don't even analyze the information that's given to them. They accept it without question because literally their lifestyle depends on it, which is why there's the Paul Drucken Financial Report. God bless. Have a great weekend, and we will be back with you this Monday.
Financial